Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wolfgang Wodarg is our guest for at least the next 30 minutes. A very busy individual. We are honored to have him. This is a major newsmaking interview. He is the head of health at the Council of Europe. And we have the 47-nation body now investigating falsified swine flu pandemic, health ministers and officials being on the payroll worldwide in different countries to push the fear, the dangerous nature of the vaccine, all the deaths that were caused in the trials a few years ago of the bird flu. He's investigating it all. We salute him. They've been having their investigation the last few weeks. So here to break it down for us is Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg. And, sir, we really appreciate you coming on with us today.
Thank you that I can be with you today.
Again, tell us about just basically about the Health Council of Europe, why you started your investigation, what your investigation is finding.
Yes, I'm a physician myself, and I was director for many years of a public health institution in northern Germany, observing the flu waves coming every year. And as my region has about 120,000 inhabitants, I used to count about 10% of the population getting ill with the flu and something or symptoms of a flu almost every year. So when I observed this, what we heard last April about Mexico City, a region with 20 million people, I was very much astonished that there were only 1,000 cases when somebody already spoke about a pandemic. I didn't understand it because in my small town, we had more people getting ill within 1 or 2 weeks from the influenza too, when there was an influenza. And so I started investigating, and I found out that this was due to a change of definition. WHO has changed the definition of what a pandemic is. Me, as a public health doctor, I learned that a pandemic is something spreading very fast, but as the flu always spreads every year very fast, or as fast as the planes fly, so this was nothing new, and a pandemic, which is really worthwhile, an alarm or an alert reaction of the people of this world, this is a pandemic which has serious diseases, which goes along with very high mortality, with many deaths. And so when I heard about the Mexican cases, I was curious why they did this, because it didn't give any sense. There was nothing extraordinary. There were mild cases. It was not even a new virus. This was obvious very soon, because elder people didn't get ill. People older than 60 almost didn't get ill. And this is a very clear indication for that they have already been vaccinated with a similar virus, or that they have been infected with a similar virus some years ago or many years ago. So I didn't understand why this happened.
And now you've had a chance to begin your investigation. When did the council start looking at this?
Yeah, the council decided in the middle of December, on the 11th of December, in last year there was a session in on the Committee of Social Affairs and Health in Paris, and we had an unanimous decision that we want an urgent debate on the topic, because we wanted to reinstall trust in the WHO, because the population in Europe is very much astonished about this agency, because they advised us twice now, or at least twice, and they told us there's a big threat for us. It was the bird flu, where they said thousands of people may be dead, and they said it now the same way with the swine flu. So we want to reinstall health in this. We want to reinstall trust in this WHO. And this is why we wanted an urgent debate. And we are 47 countries, and in this parliamentary assembly of the Council of Europe, you have all the parliamentarians. You have the national parliamentarians from 47 countries. You have the opposition parliamentarians. You have the governing parties there. So if you transport a topic to this platform, you can be sure that there is a discussion 47 times in the different nations.
Okay, doctor, not to interrupt, but we have to break. Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg is our guest. He's the head of the Health Council of Europe. We're going to break down what they found, and it's incredible, on the other side.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg has been the head of Health Council of Europe until late last month. Now he rotated off that post and still an honorary member of it. Now he's a private citizen medical doctor who can now speak about this. They've been investigating it since last year. They've now started the formal investigation from a week and a half ago. And we have the quotes here from the resolution about Big Pharma pushing this. Most of the White House here, the scientific experts on the payroll, they talk about it being a dangerous vaccine. The German government wouldn't take it, wouldn't give it to the troops. Our media lied and said there wasn't mercury in it. Of course, it killed a fraction of those what the regular flu does. So that's what they're looking at. So in that first segment, Doctor, we got up to the point of the formal investigation starting. What did you guys hear in testimony in the last few weeks? And then break down personally some of the statements you've made, the research of what this appears to be.
Yeah, the WHO was present in the first edition, and there will be a report which will be finished in June, and there will be recommendations for our member governments how to handle this problem in future, because we have seen that the governments had to ordered a lot of vaccines, and they were obliged. They made marketing commitments with pharmaceutical companies because they were threatened by specialists, by scientists, that there could be something very dangerous coming. So they just made those contracts. And within those contracts, which were secret, which we could not see as parliamentarians, there was written that the WHO was at the trigger to say this is a pandemic, and if they say it, then the whole business was on, and they had to take the vaccines for pandemic use. And this were about $18 billion worldwide value. And this is a lot of money in health. So we were wondering, because of this mild flu, how such an enormous waste of money could happen, and how millions of people could have been vaccinated parallelly to the seasonal vaccination, so it's a double vaccination, without any scientific evidence to do so. And there is Poland, for instance, where the health minister, she's experienced in public health, where she said, no, we don't buy this vaccine, and the Polish now are very well off. They are not vaccinated. They didn't spend the money. And in other nations, the people didn't trust. The French, for instance, they bought for 90% of the population, they bought vaccines, and only 6% took the vaccine. It's similar in Germany, and nevertheless, people are well off. This was the mildest flu ever, and the people were much more clever than the government. So we have to find out what was going on with WHO. Why did they do this pandemic alarm? And we found out that there is a public-private partnership within WHO, which developed the last 10 years, and which the very powerful pharmaceutical companies seem to have used quite well for them, for their purpose, for their shareholders, because the decisions there were the reason why they now earn so much money with this vaccine. And we don't know what really happened. We only know that they changed the definition of pandemic, which was a very dangerous thing before, and now it's just a normal flu. It's called a pandemic, and this is the reason why the business for pharmaceutical companies was open.
Well, Doctor, looking at this, and again, we're talking to the former head. He just left his post, a regular rotation off of it, last month as the head of the Health Council of Europe.
I still go on cooperating with my colleague and working on this matter very intensively.
So you're still part of it. My point is this. So out of the gates, and we noticed this, they changed the definition of a pandemic. So because they knew that it was very mild and wasn't a pandemic by the old measurement, not even near. So out of the gates, we know that that is fraud. And then in the reports I've been reading, the council and yourself have been talking about that the vaccine wasn't properly tested, was approved without testing, thanks to government's declarations of emergency. That's why they went with the pandemic designation, correct?
It's true, because if the pharmaceutical companies wanted to have a real business, they have a monopoly on the vaccines. And this is what they tried by using new vaccines, using adjuvants, using new technologies to breed the virus for the vaccine. And this were patented methods, so they could monopolize it and tell the governments that this was a pandemic vaccine, a special one, which they can produce most quickly than normally. And this is what they made the contracts. And so this is the trick, how the big pharmaceutical companies had this marketing commitment. And
okay.
Normally
go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, normally you can, if you have the virus, which is to come, you make a mixture of certain viruses you expect to come. And there are so many facilities all over the world which would be able to produce non-patented vaccines everywhere, very fast and very much adapted to the epidemiological situation. But when you do this with a monopole, when you have such a small passage only, and everything has to go through those few enterprises, it is not faster, it's not quicker. And I think it is just the wrong pandemic plans we do. We should have no patents on vaccines. This is what we think politically. The Council of Europe already had a decision on this. We said there should be no patents, no monopoles possible on life-saving vaccines.
Because, doctor, doesn't that also incentivize the big pharma to engage in hype and hoaxes and fraud because it is a monetary driver?
Yes, I think it is their trick that they always try to monopolize this, and we pay much more like this. If we would pay the scientists to find out the best vaccines and to develop the best vaccines, and let this do without patents, and let them be copied all over the world very fast,
The
taxpayer would be much better off, and it would be much cheaper.
Now, Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg, I want to move quickly because I know your time is precious here and you're very busy. I have so many questions, but a thought that I just had when you mentioned the third world, they're already saying they're going to ship this throughout the year around the world when they admit that the virus is already mutated and is already even weakening more, and in 6 months, a year, it'll be absolutely worthless if it wasn't already worthless, and they're saying they're going to ship the unused vaccine because the hoax failed, the people didn't take it in mass, to the third world. I mean, is that not manifest fraud on top of fraud right there?
But there is no influenza in the hot countries, and they don't need it. And there is no influenza in the Arctic neither. The virus needs a certain climate to spread, and this is only in our regions in winter. And so we don't, the third world doesn't need it really. But I had a discussion yesterday with Japanese colleagues, and the Japanese, they are going to have the vaccination campaign in February, so they just will start now, and they know already that it is a very mild flu to come, and there is no danger in it, but the Japan bought vaccines for 110 million people, and they cannot retire from this vaccine contract, so they are in a very, very big political dilemma now. And they have very big problems because the Japanese people, they already know it wouldn't be necessary to get vaccinated. What shall Japan do with all its vaccines?
But that's my next issue, is this is destroying the credibility of the entire medical system when it is Big Pharma that is doing it. In the Council of Europe report, it is discussed that this is an untested, dangerous vaccine. Can you speak to that? Also, can you speak to the German military and government ministers being given a special additive-free vaccine? That isn't a very strong vote of confidence.
Yeah, this is two points. The first thing is that the pandemic vaccine is a pandemic vaccine, and it was planned to be produced very fastly. And so this is the... We have additives, adjuvants, and with it, and they are only tested with elderly people. This is why the FDA in U.S. didn't allow this vaccine to be used with children and younger people in U.S. And so U.S. people population is better protected against those side effects. But in Europe, we just use them for children, for pregnant women, and there's no clinical testing has been done with children. And with some of the vaccines, and there are other vaccines which you spoke about for soldiers. This is a vaccine which takes the whole virus, and it is known to have more side effects. So it's not better than the ones the rest of the population gets.
Doctor, we know what adjuvants did with the anthrax shot. The Pentagon suspended it because in young people, as you know, doctor, but the audience may not, when you give a young person who has a really strong immune system an adjuvant, it can trigger the cytokine storm and have the lungs fill full of liquid similar to hemorrhagic fever, correct?
I don't have this scientific evidence for this, but I know that the adjuvants, they stimulate the immune system enormously. And this may lead to misfunction of the immune system, which means that there may be autoimmune diseases or allergic diseases result afterwards within those vaccinated people.
What about all the confirmed cases of Guillain-Barré?
Guillain-Barré was there when they had this vaccine. It was in U.S. when they stopped having this. And this is there is evidence for this. But what they use now is a new patent adjuvant, and we don't have any evidence how the side effects of this will be. But this is the big risk, and it would not be necessary to take this risk.
I mean, sure, if the flu was killing tens of millions of people, it might be if you could trust the shot. But if it's a mild, bottom line, doctor, you personally looking at the research, is this a giant hoax? We know they paid off most of the big health ministers to come out and fearmonger. Is that not a conflict of interest?
It is. For sure it is a conflict of interest. Those people who are there for their shareholders, who are ahead to have the interest of the pharmaceutical companies and to earn a lot of money, they have different reasons to decide, and they decide differently than those people who are in charge of public health and of safety. And the WHO is an institution, a public institution for public health, and its decision should not be influenced by the interests of the industry. And this seems to be what happened. There is no other explanation for those decisions.
Bottom line, it's a hoax.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg is our guest. We're going to give you his website when we come back. I'm going to try to twist his arm into staying maybe to 40 after, because we're going to have 1 5-minute segment when we come back, and I've got this huge list of questions. If it sounds like I'm interrupting you, doctor, it's just I mean, you are such a great person. This council is doing such great work exposing this fraud.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Wolfgang Wudarg, Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg, is our guest. It's wudarg.de is the website. We've got it up on screen at prisonplanet.tv for the viewers. Radio listeners can go to infowars.com and link over. We've got until 40 after, graciously giving us a lot of time. He was the head of the investigation for the 47-member nation body, Council of Europe, Parliamentary Assembly over health, and they just had the start of the intense investigation. I want to get into that in the next segment. Any new breaking info that came out, what you were told by Big Pharma that you had before you. But first, doctor, you talk about the bird flu, and I have the Czech Republic News. I have the London Telegraph. where they were mixing weaponized, I mean, very deadly bird flu in. Thank God they found out it was killing the test animals. We have homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. Roughly 30% that were given it died. The media never said what big pharma company that was. You mentioned that hoax as well. Can you speak to that?
Oh, I'm not so much in this matter. I only know that the enterprise of Baxter sent such stuff to 16 laboratories in Europe, and that in Czech Republic they found out that it is a very dangerous mixture which they send, and it is said that they send it by accident, but the enterprise doesn't declare anything. And as far as I know, there have been no parliamentary investigation. I think there should be a very deep and thorough investigation on this. What I know is there is some courts dealing with this. So we have to look at the single states. And I think the German parliament should, too, be engaged in this and have a look what happened, really what happened, why it happened. It is a very dangerous thing. If those materials are handled, if those dangerous viruses are handled by people who are not very responsible and who are not very much bound to public interest and to public health, this is a dangerous thing. And if an enterprise which goes for money has such stuff, I think it is not, we should not allow this.
I also saw a lot of top genetic engineers and scientists in the headlines, I would imagine you saw it, Doctor, saying this was clearly a manufactured, that the swine flu appeared to come out of nowhere in the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year, and that it had a pedigree leading back to laboratories.
It is a funny thing that it went like it went, and it is an unusual event which happened, and the blow-up, which was made very soon after the whole thing started, seems to be an indication that there were people already waiting for something to happen to use this what happened for their purposes. It looks like that, but we have to find out what really happened, and I don't know it.
Well, sir, you told me off air you were aware of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I will send you today the secret Department of Cemetery document we got in January of 2009 and the clips of an emergency manager who we did not give his name, but we confirmed who he was. We interviewed him. Others interviewed him. I interviewed him off air. We had the reporter on who interviewed him with the newspaper.com. In January, 3 months before the hype in Mexico City began, they went all over the U.S. from California, Illinois, New York, and I got the Bureau of Cemeteries and said, millions will die. Prepare for martial law. Now, it appears that that was done. Also, in April, got secret documents, Department of Health in Texas, where they told them we're really at level 6 and that the government was scaring the locals covertly to create this fear. So clearly, sir, we know before it even popped up in Mexico that they were hyping this.
I don't know whether your parliamentarians in your parliament, whether they are after, they should be after this too. Because when we have such information in parliament, normally the opposition goes for it and the opposition tries to find out, and the parliamentarians have the right to investigate everything. Every door has to open if a parliamentarian comes. And it has to be made obvious. We have to see all the files. This is how we work normally in many countries of Europe. In Germany, I did this many times, and this should be done, and there should be investigations. And so I think this is a very big and very severe suspicion we must have, and so we have to be sure.
Well, sir, really going back to the hoax, which you're agreeing, clearly it's a hoax, what was the point of the hoax? And we also know, again, all these different government ministers in health, a lot of them are on the payroll of these companies.
I know about some countries that there are lists now of scientists who advised the Minister of Health, and those scientists are on the payroll of several companies. I know this about, I have information about France, I have information about Holland, I have information about in Britain. So, and my colleague, he will from the Labour Party, a parliamentarian from Great Britain, who will continue to have this auditions done. He will invite them, and he will try to get expertise and scientific evidence what really happened.
All right, got a break, Doctor. Final segment with our guest. We'll talk about what they discovered in their investigation.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg is our guest. We've just got about 8 minutes left with him today. His website is wodarg.de, W-O-D-A-R-G. Very honored to have him with us. He headed up the investigation for the 47-member Health Council of Europe. Okay, sir, tell us, now that you've had official hearings on this, new information that you've discovered. You also told me during the break the connection between bird flu, swine flu, secret contracts, why that is so important.
Yeah, we had a first edition, and the WHO representative was there, and we asked them which reasons they had to change the definition of a pandemic, and he didn't give us scientific reasons. He just told us that the WHO is asking many scientists. He told us the number of scientists, about 138 scientists, he said, they were asking, and after this, they had changed the definition. But when you really see the press reports from that time, it's from the 19th of May, and we asked him this too. Then you can see that there were many member states urging the WHO not to use the new definition. And Mr. Fukuda, who is the representative of WHO, who was present in Strasbourg, he told us, he told those member states of WHO, he told them, yes, we will have a deep thought on it. But then they met again with pharmaceutical industry, and they just went on blindly using this unwanted pandemic definition, and this led to spending enormous amounts of money, and this led to unnecessary vaccinations of millions of people. So I think this will be a very severe thing, and accusations we have against the WHO and against those pharmaceutical companies doing such an undue influence on the WHO decisions.
Well, Dr. Woodard, we know that they paid off ministers. We know they falsified the pandemic. We know they didn't get proper testing of the vaccine. We know they're making billions of dollars off of this. We know that bird flu trials killed a bunch of people. I mean, is this not a very serious criminal operation that we're investigating?
I think we have to stop this entering of the private pharmaceutical firms to the public health institution. They should just leave this institution. They should have no influence on the decisions of the agency, of the public health agency, which is so important for protecting us against health spreads worldwide. And this shall be one of our goals, to give advice to our governments to go to the World Health Assembly and to say that WHO has to change its rules and that there has to be more transparency. This will be the result, I think, of our recommendations. This will be our recommendations to the member states.
Well, we know that in the U.S. and Europe, especially the U.S., because I've really studied that area, perhaps you can fill us in on Europe. I mean, these are very draconian powers, and they tried to have forced inoculations in New York State and Massachusetts State. I saw some European Union member states try to say everyone must take it. It's the law. Isn't this a human rights issue when the government in league with Big Pharma says you must take this experimental shot?
Yes, the Council of Europe is a human rights institution, and this is why we deal with the matter, because the integrity of the body and the right to health is a very important fundamental right, which is touched, and it should not be touched by if a doctor just does something because he wants to earn money, he is punished. If he doesn't do it for the health of his patient, but he does it only for his pocket. So if an institution or if a big institution does decisions for money and is influenced by people who do it for money, this is a crime too, and I think we have to go after it as a human rights institution, and we will do with it.
Well, sir, we appreciate you joining us here today. My final question is this. It's two-part. What is the process on the report? Any other breaking news that came out of the preliminary hearings? So what is the process? Any new information, breaking news you'd like to relay to the world here? And when will the final report come out?
I think the last question I can answer, the first, is that there is no pandemic vaccination necessary. We know this now. Rather, we are very, very sure that it is not necessary. So the people were right in France, the people were right in Germany not to have this pandemic vaccination. This is the first and most important thing. And what will be the result of our investigations, we see that in many national parliaments, we have special investigations according to their institutes and their scientists now. So we are 47 nations, 47 parliaments will do investigations. And what we do in the Council of Europe, we will be the platform for exchange of experience, and we will foster this discussion in the national parliaments, and we try to feed them with information we get from WHO and from other institutions. We are now collect all information. We are in this period that we collect many, many information about single scientists, single institutes, where they get their money from. And all this is now collected, and we get a better and better mosaic, a better picture of what had happened. And this will be the report then, and the recommendations will come out of it.
Well, we know laws have been broken, some crimes have been committed, conflict of interest. But if this clear picture is confirmed, do you believe that there will be calls for indictments or criminal investigations, or does Big Pharma have too much control?
There is no law for WHO. There is no one who punishes those people in WHO. We only have national law. So this is very important that we have collect the information, and on the national level, we try to find those people responsible, and we try to punish them there if they did something wrong.
Because if we don't, they're just going to keep doing this over and over again.
Again, yes. This is the task of the governments, because the governments, they define the role of the WHO. It's a contract between the UN nations, and the UN nations and the governments of those nations, they control the work of WHO. But it's the government; it's not the parliament.
Will you be able to ever get those secret contracts?
We got it in Germany. The French got it, and the national parliaments are now working to get all the contracts. The Japanese told me that they had no possibility to retire from their contract, as we in Germany succeeded to do a little bit. So we negotiated with the pharmaceutical companies, and they let us save a little bit money from those almost 700 million euros they wanted first. So it's very, very different from nation to nation, and I just can tell my colleagues and just can ask my colleagues in all parliaments, go ahead, have investigations, have a deep look. We cannot tolerate such a development. We cannot have this the next winter again. We don't want such fake pandemics.
But the good news is the court of public opinion, I've seen the numbers. This is record numbers of people not buying the hype who are refusing to take the shots. And in the final equation, we're going to let you go, doctor. Who are the real bad guys? Big Pharma? And are you saying the WHO is run by Big Pharma?
The WHO has opened the door for Big Pharma. And the Big Pharma influences the WHO by scientists with institutes paid by Big Pharma. Scientists are dependent that the institutes get money from Big Pharma, and the scientists go there. They do the clinical studies for Big Pharma on one hand. On the other hand, they go to WHO and say, you have to buy those pills, do such decisions. This is what the suspicion is, and this cannot be tolerated. The public health institutions have to be free from influence, from economic influence. It's about our health. It's not about business.
Yeah. Well, that's like Rick Perry, our governor, saying all girls must take the Gardasil shot that they admits killed a bunch of people. And then that wasn't even a law. He just recommended it, but went on TV and said it was the law. Hoax after hoax, and it turned out most of his party got massive money from Merck. Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg, we appreciate Dr. Wodarg for joining us. Wodarg.de is the website, W-O-D-A-R-G. We appreciate you and your colleagues' unanimous investigation, unanimously agreeing this is a hoax and a fraud and expanding the investigation. We salute your courage, sir, and we'll continue to watch the investigation and the report.
Thank you very much for your interest.
Take care, sir. We're very, very interested. Thank you. There goes Dr. Wodarg. Now, notice that they tried to make it mandatory in France and then in states in the U.S., and this whole thing fell apart because we exposed it, because we found out in January early on that they were planning a flu hoax hype. We didn't know if it would be real. We didn't know if it would be super deadly. We didn't know if there would be martial law. We just knew they were hardening all police facilities for martial law in the name of pandemic megadeth flu. Millions dead in Illinois. Millions dead in New York State. I mean, these are the documents we got. These are the eyewitnesses. And I went on air in January, in February, in March, and said, look for flu. And then when it popped up in Mexico and they hyped it up, we said, we don't know what's happening, but we know they're staging it. Look out. And our websites got hacked. We got attacked. And then I really got concerned because these were government level attacks. And I was like, my God, this is real. But the good news is we exposed the hoax together, you, the listeners of this show and others. And we came through this together. And now they are damaged to where it will be hard for them. But Obama signed an executive order for total police state control during a biological attack. What, he signed that a month ago, or I guess it was in December, a month and a half ago now. And so it's hard to believe we're in the second month of 2010. Before we know it, it'll be December 31st, 2010, and we'll be going into 2011 and all of this craziness. But we've got Freeway Ricky Ross coming up, who was running narcotics for the CIA and didn't even find out about it till later. One of the most famous drug dealers in history. We're going to talk about a host of issues with Freeway Ricky Ross. And then Kevin Booth pops in halfway through the interview. He is He's interviewed in Kevin's film, How Weed Won the West, and that's Kevin's title. I think it's a great film. I consulted on it. I would have called it Drug War, too. This exposes the drug war, how they want Codex Alimentarius to restrict and control the vitamins. It exposes how they're trying to stop medical marijuana. It exposes how 87% of illegal drug users only use marijuana. And that's why they want to keep marijuana illegal, because if they don't have that, they don't have an excuse for SWAT teams and prisons and controlling us and how the government ships in and launders the majority of the drugs. How Weed Won the West, you can pre-order it. It ships in 12 days. We have it first, Infowars.com. Also, obviously, Fall of the Republic. You can get free T-shirts when you order Fall of the Republic. Free Aaron Russo Reflections and Warnings documentary when you order Fall of the Republic. You can also get my other films half price when you order a copy of Shadow Government, available at Infowars.com. In the last few months, we've been adding new T-shirts every week. These T-shirts spread the word about freedom. You meet like-minded people when you go to church or go to work or go for a walk or go to the park or go to a concert or go to the bar to, you know, have a beer. The new T-shirts are in on the back. It says, join the resistance, Infowars.com, a walking billboard for liberty. And on the front, it says, defend freedom, join the resistance, Infowars.com. And it's got a Minuteman on the front with a bullhorn. Great design that Janae Meadows, one of our graphics people, came up with. And here's one that I pretty much designed. I mean, I said, I want one that looks like a swim team or basketball or football practice jersey, you know, when you're not wearing pads. I remember these gray T-shirts I'd wear in junior high and high school. It's got a Minuteman on a horse with a bullhorn, defend freedom, Infowars.com, and it's got an AK-47 under it. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com. For the ball caps, the T-shirts, the sweatshirts, the films, the free deals, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now, we ordered a few thousand of the Obama Joker shirts, and we got 8 different designs with Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or Socialist or Fascist. It's all the same thing, exposing him. New World Order. A lot of the sizes and designs have sold out. There's still a lot of free sizes and designs that are there. But if your size or design isn't there, we have other T-shirts and whatever size you want of other designs free when you get Fall of the Republic. So, again, take advantage of that at Infowars.com. And your purchase makes this radio show and all we do here possible as well. So it's a win-win-win. You get the word out and you support us and you get a great-looking T-shirt. There's like 100 different T-shirts. It's got to be. I haven't counted them up there now that we've designed. We're just adding more and more and more and more and more to Infowars.com. Okay. And we talked to listeners who wear these out in public. They're meeting a lot of friends. Try putting an InfoWars sticker that we mail out free and a citizen rule book with all the orders. I forgot about that. Put that on your car and see what happens. Now, you may run into Johnny Law, who may let you out of a ticket because of it. We've seen that happen. Or they may freak out. You know, how dare you in, how dare you in America do that? Now, how dare you have free speech? This is the big top story, though. With their swine flu hoax collapsing, with their global carbon tax hoax collapsing, with their government takeover of healthcare collapsing, with their staged terror attacks collapsing, with their whole agenda globally, no one believes anything they say, all the corruption's coming out, the banker bailout totally being exposed, the people are finding out about Obama, lying about everything, that he's a puppet. They want to stage terror attacks, and I'm telling you, that's the only card they've got to play, that or a new war. And to get the war with Iran, they're going to need to have a staged terror attack. I know Paul Watson told me before I went on air, he's writing a big detailed report on this. I hope he adds the part about all the White House officials and the 5 different network advisors on military affairs, all former generals. That famous tape came out 3 years ago where they're saying, man, we really need another terror attack. Another 9/11 would sure help us. And Rumsfeld, yeah, it's too bad. Just the public, you know. I mean, they come one hair breadth from coming right out and saying they carried out 9/11. Yes, it's up. Red alert. Intelligence chiefs certain their bosses will stage terror attacks soon. And we know the underwear bomber was staged. They let him on the plane, protected him. U.S. government, State Department said we were tracking him. Totally staged. And this article is now up on prisonplanet.com. You guys print it for me so I can read it. Instead of looking across the room when I get back. Thanks. We're going to cover this when we come back from break and dovetail it with Neocon says Obama should save presidency by attacking Iran. This was just said yesterday in National Review. And if that isn't a staged terror attack, I don't know what is. And then we have all these other people in the past, these different neocons, coming out and saying we sure need another 9/11. So I want to go over some of their statements as well, because these people are just devilishly obvious and have such contempt for the public, they just admit this right out in the open. And so, again, this is Stu Bykofsky, writing for the Philadelphia Daily News. I want to remind you of what he said, where they're just right out in the open with their game plan. If they don't stage terror and launch new wars, it's over for them. But if we expose them ahead of them doing it, that'll blow up in their face, too. Stay with us.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable-rate mortgage? Have you been laid off? Or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Here's the top story. This is your daily action, folks. I need you to post this on all your Facebooks, your MySpace, your Twitter. We were looking at Facebook, and there's 20 or so fan sites with over 100,000 members. Just get it out to everybody. Red alert. Intelligence chiefs certain their bosses will stage terror attack This is from PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson. Dissatisfied with their botched efforts of the underwear bombing patsy, military-industrial complex promises to try again. Using information gleaned from the blatantly set-up underwear bomber patsy, intelligence chiefs have assured us that their bosses will stage another terror attack in the U.S. I'm going to play the Fox News clip in the last 30 minutes of the show today. Within the next 3 to 6 months, and that's their timeline as they mass ships and troops for Iran. According to the nation's intelligence chiefs, a terror attack in the United States will be likely launched within the next 6 months, reports the Wall Street Journal. ABC News has learned some of the intelligence has come from accused Christmas Day bomber, states the report. Now they want to X-ray your body with chest X-rays because they may have fake breast implants with bombs. Despite the fact that the official story behind the Christmas Day bombing has been discredited beyond all recognition, the establishment is still constantly invoking. It is yet another reason for Americans to obediently line up for naked body scans in fear of whatever boogeyman is being waved in front of their faces this week. Since federal and state authorities apparently now consider libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, gun owners, and basically anyone with two brain cells left rubbed together as potential terrorists, domestic terrorists, whatever tricks they do decide to pull over the next 6 months will undoubtedly be used to tighten the screws against the American dissidents they have consistently characterized as extremist threats. And they're saying they want to start censoring the Internet in the name of countering this. I mean, they're moving, folks, because we're hurting them. Authorities, not servants, but authorities, last week quietly reversed the official story behind the Christmas Day underwear bombing attack, acknowledging that the accomplice was involved despite weeks of denial and derision of key eyewitness Kurt Haskell's description of a sharp-dressed man who helped the underwear bomber board Flight 253 in Amsterdam to Detroit. Detroit lawyer Kurt Haskell maintained from the beginning that he saw a well-dressed Indian man aid the accused bomber to board the plane despite the fact that he had no passport and was on a terror watch list. While Mutalib was poorly dressed, his friend was dressed in exquisite suit, Haskell said. He says the suited man asked ticket agents whether the underwear bomber could board without a passport. This guy, he said, is from Sudan. And we do this all the time, reported Michigan Live News website. FBI agents interviewed Haskell and told him about the sharp-dressed man, but officials refused to admit that a wider conspiracy was at hand, stoically maintaining the official story that the underwear bomber acted alone. Authorities claim that videotapes did not show a second man accompanying the underwear bomber, and yet they refused to release any footage of the alleged bomber. There seems little doubt that the underwear bomber was at least one accomplice, if not more. Authorities have remained silent about other eyewitness reports, which described a man intently filming the alleged terrorist throughout the whole flight, a connection that strongly suggests the attempted bomber was involved in some kind of drill and that his strings were being pulled by people in more senior positions. Then you have the other guy they say they found with a bomb that they jerked off the plane. It continues. Hundreds of terrorist suspects, patsies and mentally deficients, have been convicted in civilian federal courts, including convicted shoe bomber Richard Reed, who attended the Finsbury Park Mosque of North London, the Finsbury Imam at the time, but has been working for British security services since 97, just like the head of the 7/7 bombings was one of their security service people. A large number of the supposed terrorists convicted in American courts were entrapped by FBI and classic COINTELPRO fashion, did not have links to CIA-created Al-Qaeda. The entrapped often fuzzy on Al-Qaeda or what it represents. And then they get into the key areas here where the neocons are calling for some type of staged event or new war. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.